of Jesus, in the name of Jesus we pray. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us with your hand. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus we pray. Father, we pray. I will sing, sing a new song. I will sing, sing a new song. I will sing, sing a new song to the Lord. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Every heart proclaim the mercy of your name, on earth as it is in heaven. And the power is yours, and the glory forever, amen. For the kingdom is yours, and the power is yours, and the glory forever, amen. For the kingdom is yours, and the power is yours, and the glory forever, amen. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Every heart proclaim the mercy of your name, on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
You can be seated and we'll have this morning's announcements.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to see everybody here today. These are the announcements for April the 21st. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, morinvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after singing time this morning. Sunday School is for age 4 to grade 5, and nursery infant to 3 years old. We are still looking for more teachers. If you'd like to participate with that, there's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Our youth group is meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the church. We're trying to update the church directory, so if you're newer to the church and would like your name in the new directory, or your information has changed, please fill out the form at the Welcome Center. We'll be doing baptisms this summer, so if you'd like to learn more about that, contact the office or talk to Pastor Lewis. Our next social event will be the church picnic on June the 16th. And if you'd like prayer today, there'll be people at the back to pray for you in the back corner. Thank you.
All right, let's stand and sing some more.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah, my weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah, heaven comes to fight for me. And I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise, death is defeated, the King is alive. I raise a hallelujah with everything inside of me. I raise a hallelujah. I will watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah. Fear you lost your hold on me. And I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. Sing a little louder. 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 In the presence of my enemies. Sing a little louder. Louder than the unbelief. Sing a little louder. My weapon is a melody. Sing a little louder. Heaven comes to fight for me. Sing a little louder. In the presence of my enemies. Sing a little louder. Louder than the unbelief. Fight for me. Sing a little louder. And I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. What holds your heart? What stirs your soul? What matters come to mind? The cares you keep, the thoughts you think, it's not all wasted time. Joy still comes in the morning. Hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. There's still good news worth repeating. So lift your head and keep singing. Praise the Lord. Father finds the child inside. We're left for growing old. joy still comes in the morning. Hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. There's still good news worth repeating. So lift your head and keep singing. Praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord.
Kids are dismissed.
like really like West Side heavy today, hey?
I know. There's a lot of people over here and not a lot of people.
Did you say it's crap? I want to remind you this morning that God is present. He knows all the things that concern us, and those are the things that concern him. And so as we pray together, I just encourage you to give yourself to him and allow him to meet you. We're going to use Ephesians 3 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, in chapter 3, 14 to 17, Paul writes, "When I think of this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources that he will empower you with inner strength through the Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Let us come with the same attitude of complete surrender to God, falling to our knees, completely opening our hearts in trust to Christ, that he may be at home within us through this Spirit. In adoration, express your love and commitment to our strong and glorious God." You are our refuge. You are our hope. Confession. Ephesians 4, 17 to 24. It says, "Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they're hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives. This isn't what you learned about Christ. Throw off your old sinful nature, your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Let us come and ask the Spirit to renew our hearts and minds. We're constantly being pulled to our old nature, bombarded by the confused and corrupted way of the world. Let's confess our sins so that we can put on the new nature of righteousness and holiness that God gives us." Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thanksgiving, Paul writes, chapter 1, verse 6 to 11. So we praise God for his glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. Let us be thankful for the ways in which God has richly showed his kindness to us this week. We can completely rest in the kindness of God and in faith trust that he will work everything out in our lives. Thank you, God, that you're for us and not against us. Supplication, Ephesians 6, 10, 12, and 19. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so you'll be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. We're called to be a people of prayer. This is how we fight in the spiritual world, for ourselves and on behalf of others. Let us bring a request before our God who listens and longs to be our deliverer. We pray for Will's healing, for Judith and Danny, for Corrine and Isaac, for Cynthia and Jill, for Gloria and Jerry, for Vicky and Donald, Rita, for Jackie, for Brad and Terry Lynn's family, for Lou's health, for James and Tara, Michaela and Oliver, for Sabrina and Michael, and then some of the places around the world. Switzerland, Tasmania, Israel, Gaza, Lebanon, Iran, Sudan, Haiti. God, for Canada, United States, we pray for healing in our land. And we give you all the unspoken requests, the things that are too great for us to carry. And you know this. And so we give these things to you, our good and great God, who loves us like no other. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. A reading from the Word of God today is from Psalm 119, 105 to 112. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. I've promised it once and I'll promise it again. I will obey your righteous regulations. I have suffered much, O Lord. Restore my life again as you promised. Lord, accept my offering of praise and teach me your regulations. My life constantly hangs in the balance, but I will not stop obeying your instructions. The wicked have set their traps for me, but I will not turn from your commandments. Your laws are my treasure. They are my heart's delight. I am determined to keep your decrees to the very end.
and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid and I think I've lost my way, and a light unto me.